It's quarter to midnight, Bangladesh Standard Time. That is quarter to six in the Universal Time Coordinate. Hello, listener. This is the external source of Bangladesh Betar, broadcasting on shortwave 22.09 meter band, corresponding to 13580 kilohertz for the listeners of Europe. Today's transmission of our overseas broadcast brings for you news and news commentary, Voice of Islam, a patriotic song, weekly economic review, a modern song, then a piece of instrumental music, and finally, Chinese songs. But first, best wishes to you all from us, your presenters, Tausif Zaman and Intasar Ahmed. Before I forward to the news desk for the national and international news, followed by news commentary, as received from the Central News Organization of Bangladesh Betar.
This is Bangladesh Betar. The news read by Ehsanullah Khan. The government will continue giving subsidy in fertilizer for national interest. The communications minister says work order for construction of the Padma multipurpose bridge to be awarded soon. 496 megawatt more electricity will be added to the national power grid by June this year. Heat wave continues in the country, causing immense sufferings to the working class. A drone strike killed 15 Al-Qaeda suspects and 3 civilians in Yemen's central Baida province today. And Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in the IPL cricket tournament in Dubai. Now the details. Industries Minister Amir Hussain Amu has said the government has ensured smooth delivery, marketing and distribution of fertilizer across the country to continue increased agri production. He said this at the 20th annual meeting of Bangladesh Fertilizer Association in the capital today. Amir Hussain Amu said the government is giving subsidy of 24 taka per kg in urea, 18 taka in TSP, 25 taka in DAP and MOP fertilizers, and the subsidy will continue in the national interest. He said there was no fertilizer crisis in the country in the next 6 years due to the steps taken by the Awami government. The industries must call upon dealers to contribute for increasing the agri production by distributing fertilizer to the farmers with utmost honesty, sincerity and dedication. Communications Minister Obaidul Kadir has said that the work order for construction of the Padma multipurpose bridge will be awarded soon to start construction work on priority basis. The Communications Minister said this to the journalists while visiting the Mawa Padma bridge area in Munshigonj today. He said the main construction work of the Padma bridge will be visible by this year. Planning Minister A.H.M. Mustafa Kamal and local MP Shigupta Yasmin Emily were present at that time. During this time, the planning minister said there will be no problem to build Padma bridge and the dream to this end is going to be fulfilled. He also said the activities to build the bridge are on and it will be completed by next 3.5 years. Information Minister Hassanul Haq Inu has put emphasis on attaining ability to cope with the risk of climate change. He said this while addressing at the second national seminar on social-based planning for climate change in the capital today. The minister said the government is containing the challenge of militancy and climate change despite administrative weakness and political patronization. Hassanul Haq Inu also emphasized on innovating sustainable technology to face the adverse impact of climate change. Health and Family Welfare Minister Mohammed Nasim has urged the doctors to stop frequent strike call for the sake of continued treatment to the patients and the betterment. He made the call while exchanged views with the doctors, officers and employees of Russia Medical College Hospital in Russia today. The minister also asked all concerned to take such an issue from the point of view of humanity. Mohammad Nasim said all the logical requirements will be fulfilled in phases and assured that required funds would be allocated for further improvement of Russia Medical College. Education Minister Nurul Islam Nahid has called for extensive research on zoology to help protect biodiversity and ensure food security. He was addressing a seminar at Dhaka University today. The minister said the study of zoology should match countries' development agenda. Nurul Islam Nahid said the government will take steps for ensuring world-class modern education to speed up national development. The national power grid is likely to get 496 megawatt more electricity by June this year, as six under-construction power plants will be ready by this time for commercial generation. Power Development Board PDP Chairman Mohammad Abdul Ruhullah told BSS in Dhaka today that these six gas and oil-fired power plants, one in public sector and five in private sector, will be ready for power generation by June this year. He said one plant is now on test run and almost 80 to 95% work of five other plants have already been completed. With the commissioning of these plants, PDP will be able to ensure uninterrupted supply of electricity for the people. It may be mentioned that the government signed agreements for implementation of 75 power projects, having a total generation capacity of 10,864 megawatt from January 2009 to March 2014. Country's total power generation capacity has soared to 10,341 megawatt in March 2014 from 4,942 megawatt in 2009. About 11,446 crore taka have been disbursed as agricultural loans across the country in the first 9 months of the current fiscal. This amount is about 12% higher than that of the same period of the last fiscal. According to the Bangladesh Bank, the state-owned commercial bank disbursed over 7,221 crore taka, while private commercial banks, including the foreign ones, provided 4,224 crore taka. The central bank targeted to disburse 14,595 crore taka agricultural credit in the fiscal year 2013-2014. The state-owned commercial banks and private banks are giving agriculture sector priority in providing loan due to government steps. The central bank has also beefed up its monitoring and supervision to achieve agricultural credit disbursement target, he added. This is Bangladesh Bepar giving you the news. Heat wave continues across the country. The intensity of heat is increasing gradually and it becomes unbearable day by day. People of all classes are agonized due to scorching heat, especially the working class, including rickshaw pullers, day laborers, hawkers and farmers are the worst sufferers of the roasting heat. But they have to go out of their home for earning their livelihood. Dhaka Met Office says the heat wave may continue for some more days. People are infecting with various bowel diseases, including diarrhea, dysentery in a large number due to boiling heat. Physicians advised everyone to keep neat and clean and suggest to drink more pure water to avoid dehydration. The 42nd founding anniversary of Bangladesh Krishak League, one of the associate bodies of the ruling Awami League, was observed today with an elaborate program. In observance of the day, central leaders of Bangladesh Krishak League placed wreaths at the portrait of Father of the Nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, on the premises of Bangabandhu Memorial Museum at Dhanmondi this morning. After placing wreaths, a colorful procession was brought out from Bangabandhu Memorial Museum. The marchers paraded different streets and ended up the march at Gona Bhavan. A three-day Bangladesh-India intergovernmental railway meeting will begin in Dhaka on Monday next to review the railway operation between the two countries. The meeting, held annually to discuss railway cooperation, will also discuss ways and means to improve connectivity and services. Sources said freight train operations and the feasibility of introducing container train services between India and Bangladesh will also come up for discussions at the meeting. Measures to take travel by Mochi Express more convenient and comfortable, the opening of all rail connectivity points between the two countries such as Birol of Bangladesh and Radhikapur of India, Tilahati Holdibari will also be discussed in the meeting. Besides, construction of new connectivity points such as Akhaura Agartala will come up for discussion. A drone strike killed 15 al-Qaeda suspects and 3 civilians in Niamey's central Baida province today. The strike in the province of al-Baida targeted vehicles the insurgents were traveling in that time. The exact nature of the strike is unclear, but the U.S. has launched several drone attacks on militants in Yemen in the past. Ukraine's foreign minister has said that operations against pro-Russian militants in the east of the country have been suspended over Easter. Andrea Dischieta told the BBC the security services would resume military action if the separatists continue to occupy government offices. They're refusing to leave buildings in several cities, defying an agreement reached on Thursday to ease the crisis. The U.S. has threatened tougher economic sanctions if Russia fails to abide by a new international agreement to help de-escalate the crisis in Ukraine. South Korean officials have said the recovery operation after Wednesday's ferry disaster may take 2 months. Divers are battling strong currents and the poor visibility to reach 270 missing passengers. 32 more are confirmed dead in the disaster. Some 174 passengers have been rescued. Relatives have begun providing DNA samples to help identify the dead. Meanwhile, ferry captain Lee Jun-seok and 2 crew members have been arrested. Mr. Lee says he delayed the evacuation, fearing passengers would drift away. He faces charges including negligence of duty and violation of maritime law. Cricket and Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in the Indian Premier League IPL T20 tournament at Dubai today. Batting first, Mumbai Indians scored 113 runs, losing 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Royal Challengers Bengaluru reached the target in 17 overs and 3 balls, losing 3 wickets. Parthiv Patel of Bengaluru was a just man of the match. Meanwhile, Kolkata Knight Riders were 93 for 3 in 13 overs against Delhi Daredevils at the same venue when reports last came in. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders won the toss and elected to bat first. Finally, weather and forecast Valley Teal 129 says there are chances of rain or thundershowers with temporary west or northwesterly gusts to a squally wind at a speed of 40 to 60 kilometers an hour over the regions of Mymensingh and Sylhet. River ports in these areas have been advised to hoist cautionary signal number 1. To end the news, the main points again. The government will continue giving subsidy in fertilizer for national interest. Work order for construction of the Poddar Multipurpose Bridge to be awarded soon, says the communications minister. 496 megawatt more electricity will be added to the national power grid by June this year. Heat wave continues in the country, causing immense sufferings to the working class. A drone strike killed 15 al-Qaeda suspects and 3 civilians in Yemen's central Baida province today. And Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in the IPL cricket tournament in Dubai. That is the end of the news.
Now here is the news commentary written by Chopal Bashar and read by Tazrian Robi Sharno. Colombian writer Nobel laureate Gabriel Garcia Marquez passed away on Thursday at his home in Mexico City. He was 87. The entire literary world was shocked at the death of Marquez, who wrote fiction rooted in a mythical Latin American landscape of his own creations, but his appeal was universal. His books were translated in dozens of languages and his works were admired by the literates as well as lovers of literature across the world. The best novel of Marquez, 100 Years of Solitude, established himself as a giant of 20th century literature, and he earned Nobel Prize for Literature in 1982. Through his literary creation, he was placed in the rank of world-famous writers like Dickens, Tolstoy, and Hemingway. Marquez was considered the supreme exponent, if not creator, of the literary genre known as magic realism, in which the miraculous and the real converge. According to Marquez, magic realism sprang from Latin America's history of vicious dictators and revolutionaries, of long years of hunger, illness, and violence. Marquez used to write in Spanish language, but his works did not remain confined among Spanish-knowing readers only. Due to translation of his books in various languages, Marquez's work became assets of world literature. Marquez's best creation work, 100 Years of Solitude, was first published in 1967, and it became so popular that about 30 million copies of the book were sold in a short time. His other famous novels are Love in the Time of Cholera, Chronicle of a Death Foretold, Memories of My Melancholy Horse, The Autumn of Patriarch, An Evil Hour, Leaf Storm, and many others. Marcus wrote on the life of the common people, and all sides of human life have been portrayed in his literary works. That is why Marcus's novels earned much popularity of the people. The literates and critics described Marcus as the best writer in Spanish language and also the best author in Latin America. But his literary works crossed the barrier of language and he became a writer of the world literature. With the death of Gibraltar cast Marcus, the world lost a writer, but he left behind his invaluable literary creations which have flourished world literature. His works would remain forever to inspire the future generation to contribute in the literature and in research. And that is then.
This is external service of Bangladesh Beter.
I am Shahnaz Parveen, welcoming you to the regular program Voice of Islam, broadcast from the External Service of Bangladesh Betar. We begin this program in the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful and Most High. This program contains recitation from the Holy Quran and its English version, talk, English version of Al-Hadith and devotional song. And here is Qari Muhammad Haroon, who will recite from the Holy Quran. This will be followed by his English version, read by Shamim Khan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya
Nah. With Allah's protection from the evil one, the rejected. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Yasin, by the Quran, full of wisdom, thou art indeed one of the apostles. On a straight way, it is a revelation sent down by him, exalted in might, most merciful, in order that thou mayest admonish a people whose fathers had received no admonition, and who therefore remain heedless of the signs of Allah. The word is proved true against the greater of them, for they do not believe. They have put yokes around their necks right up to the chins, so that their heads are forced up and they cannot see. And we have put a bar in front of them and a bar behind them. And further, we have covered them up so that they cannot see.
Dear listeners, you may be aware that our Holy Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the blaze of history by preaching the essence of Quran and the oneness of Allah. Holy Prophet's exemplary life, his valuable sayings and doings are known as Hadith or Sunnah. Now please listen. Some Hadith ranges from Arabic into English, being read out to you by Afsana Alamgir Khan.
Zabir said, I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about a debt my father owed, and when I knocked at the door, he asked, who is there? On my replying, I am, he said, I, as though he disapproved of it. Atta bin Yasir told that a man asked the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, whether he should ask permission to go in where his mother was, and he replied that he should. The man said that he lived along with her in the house, but the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, replied, ask her permission. The man said he was her servant, but the Messenger of Allah replied, ask her permission. Do you want to see her naked? On this, the man said that he did not. He replied, well then, take her permission. Anas told that when a man asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, to give him some advice, he said, consider how a matter will turn out. Then if you think its issue will be good, carry on with it. But if you fear going astray, hold back. Shaul bin Saad reported the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, as saying, this wealth consists of various kinds of treasures, and those treasures have keys. Blessed is the man whom Allah has made a key for good and a lock for evil. But woe to the man whom Allah has made a key for evil and a lock for good.
Dear listeners, our next item is a devotional psalm. Thank you. External Service of Bangladesh Beta now presents you a talk on husband and wife relationship in the eye of Islam by Dr. Abdullah Al-Maruf.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Husband and wife relation is a very noble relation. Almighty Allah has given it name of pairs as one is complementary to other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. O humankind, fear your Rabb, the creator and sustainer, who created you from a single soul, created each pair, spouse from it, and spread great numbers of men and women from the two. Section number 3, verse number 1. So it is considerable that how close the relation between husband and wife. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And of his signs is this, he created from you spouses from yourselves that you might find solace, that is peace and rest with her, and he has placed between you love and mercy. Section number 30, verse number 21. So according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this relation is full of tremendous love and a great deal of mercy during youth and adulthood. Actually, meaning of real life could not be realized without a close relation between husband and wife. This relation requires liabilities, cohesion, love, and sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna. Your wives are raiment for you and you are raiment for them. After getting married, some reasonable rights are to be established on each other as partners of conjugal life. These rights are supposed to be borne by both of the two partners. Some rights of wife are as follows. To meet up requirements, wife, whether it is mental or rational, to let her lead a satisfactory, secured and honorable sexual life. Third, to assist a wife to develop her condition and position. Four, to lay care of her health and nutrition, especially when she is pregnant and feeding breasts. Five, freedom of her expression and entertainment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Behave with them according to rules and regulations in Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَسْكُنُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْسُ سَكَنْتُمْ. Let them reside where you reside. Surah Talaq, verse number 6. In the same way, there are some responsibilities of wife to her husband. May Allah bestow us with the everlasting relations of conjugal life full of love and honor, rights and responsibilities. Amen.
That's all for today. We shall come back tomorrow at this hour and on the same frequency. Best wishes to you again from your presenter, Shahnaz Parveen, editor Muhammad Ashraf Al-Islam, and your producer, Sharmin Sultana. Goodbye. May Allah bless you and please stay tuned for our next announcement.
Dear listeners, now we present you a Bangla patriotic song, which is sung by Shakila Jafar.
কখনো জীবনের যে মৃত্যু মহিমা নাই, জননী জন্মভূমির জন্য কখনো কখনো জীবনের
Now we present you with Economic Review, written by Munshi Rafiqul Islam, read by Tahsin Zaman. Welcome to this week's Economic Review from the Bangladesh Betar External Service. The whole Bangladesh celebrated the new Bangla Year's Day, the Pohla Boishak, on the 14th of April in an extreme festive mood. The economy also accelerated with the festival-centered business, with buying and selling of goods and services, from fashion to phone calls. The Boishaki businesses rounded up to a circa 6,000 crore, the second volume of festival-centered business after that related to Eid al-Fitr, as some national daily reported. This is a success at home, but what about the overall economic performance of the country? Let's focus on it, considering the recent evaluations of the two major development partners. The International Monetary Fund, one of the major development partners, has said it is not concerned over Bangladesh's economic status, as the growth rate is hovering around 6%. Due to the political conflict last year, the growth rate was a little lower, but now it seems things are going normal. I hope Bangladesh can go on the higher than 6% growth rate path. Chang Yong-ri, director of IMF's Asia-Pacific Department, said to media in Washington on 11th April, the 6% growth, or close to that, is not a bad performance, he said. Asia will remain the global growth leader. As we said, the main growth drivers are improved external demand, which has lifted exports, healthy labor markets, and robust credit growth. The economic outlook for Asia is one of steady growth, we said, expecting 5.5% in 2015, as the spring meetings of the IMF and World Bank took off in Washington. Bangladesh's GDP growth prospects are slightly brighter than its Asian peers, he observed. He suggested Bangladesh has to focus on reforms in the textile and banking sectors to do better. Growth rates in Asia were high in previous years when Bangladesh also performed well. Now its status is commended by IMF. The pace of going ahead will continue, we expect. On the other hand, the World Bank president has vowed to continue their support to the development of Bangladesh, saying the Pohla Bridge issue would not have any impact on other projects. Our relationship with Bangladesh has always been good and will continue. World Bank president Jim Yong Kim told at a roundtable in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday last week. On Pohla Bridge project, Kim said, this was one project where the Bangladesh had trouble with and where it disagreed. But we had many other projects going on with the government. As he said, the World Bank is now finalizing plans to sign agreements for US$2.7 billion in new investments in Bangladesh. So Bangladesh is a very important partner for us. Through the new lending, Kim said, Bangladesh was hoping to engage very directly with the government and others in Bangladesh, trying to take it to even lower levels of poverty. We will continue to work with Bangladesh very closely, he said, mentioning to some very impressive results it had. The poverty level has gone down dramatically from 1990 to 2010. We consider that Bangladesh is well confident with brilliant reduction of extreme poverty, climate adaptation, and a five-year-long 6% growth. Those will accelerate, we expect. And that is the end of the economic review. Dear listeners, we now present you with a modern Bangla song. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the External Service of Bangladesh Betar, and now we present you with a session of English songs.
I'm alone in my room. Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the game that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing up the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. In my laugh as I say that I love you, saying no more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the love that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Jacket so you can walk over a puddle. I give you a roll, pull out your chair before we eat. Kiss you on the cheek and say, oh girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do. But where you at? You never hear no thing. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love. It's like a a dreamland. I can't lie, I've never been there. Maybe this is an experience that me and you can share. Clean and unsoiled, yet sweaty and wet. I swear to you, this is something I'll never forget. I need love.
With this session of English songs, we have come to the end of our today's transmission. Dear listeners, we always care for your opinion and suggestions which will help us to bring relevant changes in our programs. Please do write to us. Our address is Director, External Service, Bangladesh Betar, QBO Box Number 2204, Dhaka 1000, Bangladesh. We have also an email address which is betar.external@yahoo.com. It's betar.external@yahoo.com.
Please join us tomorrow in our next transmission, same time, same frequency. Until then, goodbye from us, your presenter, Tawseef Zaman and Inter Salam Bank.